strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 9th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Jacob Jones. How are you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing amazing, and I'm excited to be here with you, and it's going to be a great day. There was some making out in the house. There was Taco Tuesdays in the house, and all of which I love, and so I can't wait to, talk about it.
Yes. Well, we are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 11 in the house.
Which sounds so, like, I don't know why. Days in the Big Brother house oftentimes confuse me because I've been watching this season, even in Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother last season. Like, how are we only on day 11? And how has only one person been evicted?
Yeah.
It's like slap me in the face and call me Simon because this makes no sense.
But it's a long game.
It really is. And I guess I'm just not realizing how long of a game this is. Mm-hmm. Damn, Tarrant. Yeah, I'm perplexed.
I mean, there's a reason I think that the game often kind of, you know, starts to die down a little bit as it goes on. It's like nobody can really like keep it up for that long. You know, like it's a long time to be playing the game.
You have to be wired. You have to take your pre-workouts, which they don't get, but you have to drink your Celsius water, your Celsius drink. And I'm like, that momentum cannot be healthy. And for you to be in that like mental frame of stress, because when I'm stressed out, my body gives out, Tan. Like when I used to play football, like peewee football, and I get stressed out before the games, I would have to like boo-boo right before. I kid you not, because the stress will like go all the way down. And like, I can only imagine being in the house for 60, 99 days, 100 days. Tarrant,
It's a lot. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, they're 11 days in, and we're going to talk about the day here on Big Brother Canada 10. Now, yesterday, I did mention some of the early conversations that happened here on day 11. Kyle talked to Gino. Let him know about the fact that he knows Moose from before the show. They went to school together. He elaborated a bit later in the day that they've partied together multiple times, like knew each other's full names, it's a genuine connection here.
They were party boys.
They also solidified their final two. They are fine losing to each other in the final two. They are locked in and ready to go.
Ew, please go home and go. I'm fine losing to you in the final two. Don't say that. That makes me sick. But also, I think there was like, somebody pointed out that Moose followed Gino on, I believe, Instagram before the season. I think I heard remnants of that on Twitter. Didn't know if it was true, but now that, you know, Gino has confirmed it, that gives light to it. But why? I mean, yeah, to Kyle, yes. But why, like, but he knew Moose is what I'm saying. But he was talking to Kyle about knowing Moose. What you about?
Kyle was talking to Gino about knowing Moose.
Kyle was, yes, Aaron, thank you. Thank you. Kyle was okay. So we'll disregard what I just said. Anyways, they know each other from back when. The names confuse me. We're only on day 11. Mm. Give me a break.
Yes. Well, I've brought up the photos and the names here to help anyone watching along. Additionally, Betty confronted Marty about, hey, why'd you tell me to kick my feet up? And that, you know, it didn't go super well. Neither of them really came away from that conversation feeling great. And so I talked about that yesterday. Then we got a conversation between Kyle and Jess. And they talk about kind of moving forward together. I refer to this on the roundtable, but Kyle is telling Jess, hey, You know, I know you don't have much of a connection to Gino. That's just because Gino is very introverted. Like, he's a very good looking guy and he does extroverted things, but he's a very introverted person. And that's why, like, you probably haven't connected with him. But Gino feels good with you because I feel good with you. And Jess is like, what? Because you told him we were close. I told you to tone that down. What are you doing? And I told that to Marty too. If I'm important to you, I need you to back away from that. And Kyle's just like, oh yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's totally. And then Marty comes in.
Jess is a hoot and a holler. Like, they to me are so funny. And when Kyle was talking to them, I was like, why are you tell? I hate when people speak for other people on their behalf. And I don't know how this went in Kyle's mind. But when Kyle was like, oh yeah, Gino likes you because I like you. Honey, if I'm not hearing it from Gino's mouth, don't bring that shit to me, period. And so I could only imagine what Jess was thinking in that moment. And they did tell Kyle, hey, if we're close, don't be out there advertising that shit to nobody, not y'all. I don't want nobody knowing that. Play it all the way down. And Kyle kind of got caught up in it. But don't bring oh, Gino feel close to me. Nah. Let Gino come to me. Tell me how he feels. And you making excuses for Gino? Nah. Go on somewhere with that. That's how yes. I feel. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's, I think that it's something that, that Jess should want to some degree. But at the same time, I do think there is some value to this, especially if this group is going to, you know, if they're going to be targeted, you know, Jess being associated with them is not great because Jess never wants to be in the position where they end up going home because of an association with, this group. So that's a risk that, that they would take if they're publicly associated with them. But at the same time, they should want to, you know, this is how relationships often develop in the house. It's like one person vouches for you and then you kind of, you know, get in with them. But we'll see. We'll see.
No, Taryn, I mean, you have valid points, but also if Kyle is coming to me telling me, oh yeah, Gino may not talk to you, but he still like you because I like you.
Oh yeah. Get away, you can't just take his word that. For that.
Get, yeah. Oh, and like, and especially Kyle's making, excuses for Gino. Oh, he's an introvert. He's a good looking guy. Like, you know, like just go with him. Like, he likes you. Kyle, back the hell away from me. Tell that man to come in this room and talk to me. Like, I that just doesn't sit right with my spirit, Taryn.
I think you are very much correct on that one. I think that, you know, that is a telltale sign of somebody who is really playing the game. Like, really, yes. Like, he is trying to coordinate multiple pieces on the board in the same direction, even though they don't have that connection. He's trying to sort of force it and be like, don't worry about it. Rely on me. I'll keep the two of you in line. It's no good.
I ain't relying on nobody, but Jesus Christ, as Julie Chen said.
Well, Marty comes in and explains his conversation with Betty. It didn't go super well. And feeds cut for a little while. Jess is explaining to them how difficult it is for them to take out Jay because it's just a comfort for them to have in the house. The same kind of comfort it is for Marty to be able to speak French with somebody else. And they're getting a bit emotional over it. But again, the feeds had cut for a good portion of this. So I'm not exactly sure where it came from, like where the conversation like led to this. But I don't know if they were trying to be like, oh, you have to be a vote there. They started counting the votes. And Jess ultimately ends up saying, oh, okay, Marty, now you got to leave. You got to leave. It's too, we've been in here for too long. It's too suspicious. Get out of here. So Marty leaves.
I love that Jess does that. Like, it's just being super conscious of everything that's happening and doesn't want to be perceived in the slightest way as gaming too hard, having all these connections. And they are upfront with it too. And I also love the fact that they are so honest with having Jay in the house and being a comfort because both being non-binary, I think we've seen the benefit of having someone that you identify with, that you have some sort of commonality with. And we've seen how that can benefit not only your probably mental and emotional state, but just your game state as well. And so I like that Jess said that. And I also like that Marty kind of echoed that point with having someone that speaks French. So it was all like very nice to hear.
Yeah. So we then get, we had Summer briefly talk to the cameras. She ends up coming into this room and using the chessboard to sort of lay out where she sees things. Nothing too.
Ooh, I love Summer. I love Summer. How do you feel about Summer?
I also love Summer. I think she's really, really entertaining. Yeah. I feel like there's potential there, but unfortunately this cam talk is not super promising.
It wasn't like a Tyshawn cam talk when he was playing chess last season. This was like
she's a little behind in terms of like where things stand. She sees there's the Savage Seven. She sees that as like the thing, which, you know, other people throughout the day are going to be like, yeah, that thing's been dead for a while. And so she's at Savage Seven and there's three people on the outside. And she says, maybe Kevin can come in as a number eventually. Like, Kevin's been running your name under the bus for a little while. She says, she hopes that, other people will handle those three on the outside for her, so she doesn't have to get blood on her hands. It's like, they've been working on those three a lot. I don't think they're going to do it. And she still sees the Honey Bunch and Man's Down as a thing that she's got going on. Unfortunately, the people in those alliances don't really see them as alliances most of the time. The main thing here is that she sees Jess and Steph as pretty much the primary threats to the Savage Seven, the people that she is probably looking at the most in terms of targets.
Yeah. It was a very like, okay, come on, Summer, like lean into this game a little bit more in your insightfulness. But I still thought it was very endearing. The fact that she was even trying and even like saying what's going on in her mind and what she was saying, it kind of made sense. But even though we have like the third eye view of the game when we can look at it in a bird's eye view. And so it's kind of different, but I thought it was very endearing. And I liked it, even though most of her reads were off. It was still like, okay, sis, like come through with the wrong reads, but still come through.
Well, it was very funny. So she's in the middle of doing this with the chessboard and she's in the middle. So I think Jess would come for the Savage Seven and Steph might do this. So like who else is Steph going to target? And then she hears like the group doing something. She's like, oh, wait, what are they doing out there? And she just leaves in the middle of her cam talk.
I love the sporadicness. I love the, hey, let's do that. I love that energy. It's very chaotic. It's very, impromptu. It's very grab life by the cojones and take it. And I love it.
Yes. So, I mean, I think Summer just needs like, either for things to go well in the next HOH and like somebody like Tanisha or, maybe even Herman like wins that HOH and helps solidify the Savage Seven back together. She needs to sort of like, she needs a wake up call. Somebody needs to like the lines need to be drawn so she knows where she needs to go, because I do think she has the skills to make some things happen. She's just,
she just needs some realignment. Just some realignment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Betty and Jay are going to be talking. Betty is still, you know, not super pleased with the guys in general. She had that conversation with Marty, and he's just like, I'm so annoyed. Every time I talk to Marty, he's like looking at the cameras, like just here for to make good TV. But he's not going to make good TV. He's just going to be a memory. He's just, that's it.
Betty was saying that about Marty. Betty was saying that about Kyle. Betty was reading.
Oh yeah,
the guys,
like, I hate talking to Kyle. Yeah.
Betty was reading the guys down, and her and Jay just had a great kiki about it, which I thought was hilarious. We'll get into Jay later on throughout the day, because they had a lot of conversations and a lot of pitches. I like Jay. I like their heart. I like they take every moment and they seize it for what it is in this game in a campaigning mindset. Even though now that they were sitting next to Betty, who was also on the block. But this, this started to get my notions going with, damn, Jay, I like this player that I'm seeing right now. And yeah. But this was a fun complain vent session that I thought that Betty, who recently got put on the block unknowingly to her, she probably needed.
Yeah. They were all outside for a little while. They trying to enjoy the sun when it was out. And again, long sort of session of Gino and Jace kind of just like, being real cuddly. You know, you got the hand on the leg kind of thing going on. It's more and more sort of publicly, they are seeming like a thing here.
Child, if you rub my leg, you better put a ring on this finger and you better put babies in me. Especially if you rub my leg in public, Taryn, take me to the other room. take me out. Yeah.
Yes. So that's going on.
And Summer was sitting right there. Like
Summer, you know, it's notably, you know, the first couple nights of Feed, Summer and Gino were talking a lot and they were talking about Jace a lot. Not really anymore. Not really. They haven't really had many conversations.
Lately. I mean, as Summer has said, the Greek always goes farther with the Jamaican. Period.
There you go. Kyle's going to talk to Moose for a bit. And this is kind of important. So, obviously, you know, with Jay and Betty on the block, it's looking like Jay's going home, but Kyle's been talking about he has this plan to try to get Jace and, Steph to potentially target Moose for them because they don't really trust Moose. He's too much of a wild card. But he does know Moose and they have this connection. And so, Moose, I think, does a decent job here in this conversation of sort of reeling Kyle back in a little bit. Just talking, just like, hey, what are we doing? It's us too. Like, oh, should we go make a deal with Jess? I feel like I have a good relationship with them. How can we do that? They talk about making it to the end together. Kyle mentions that he's still worried about Josh. He never comes and talks to him. He's worried about the seven. Moose says he thinks that Tanisha, Summer, and Josh are tighter than... which is not true. But like, yeah, like all of these things going on. But you just get this sense that like Moose really does, like he goes to Kyle, like Kyle's his guy. We thought it was Herman. It's definitely not Herman.
Yeah.
His guy is Kyle.
I don't know the age difference with this.
I think they're both around the same.
Kyle's 23. Moose, yeah, I think is fairly young as well. But I kind of feel as though like a big brother type of relationship, or it's just a reverence of respect that I think Moose does need some type of guidance. And I think Kyle has a very stern and leadership kind of mentality. That Moose just kind of falls under a lot of times. So I think that's very comforting to him in that realm, even though I'm like, whatever. But I mean, I think this conversation was re-solidifying. And I think also the fact that having a person that you know to a certain extent, not have to be best friends, but that you know outside, I think holds some type of closeness to you in the game, even if you do have sneaking suspicions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I mean, they talk about the seven not really being much of a thing, they just kind of, you know, just chat.
I mean, we are going to see any more of this, Taryn, in the voting room.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. I think we might see Tanisha give it.
Yes. Only a select few.
She might be the only one though. Maybe Herman might do it as well. It might be Herman and Tanisha, because Summer didn't do it the Mm-mm. first time, so I don't expect Mm-mm. her to do it the second time. But those are the only three that I think would.
Yeah. I really like the fact in this conversation, Kyle is a game. But like any conversation that you see, he's, I think Kyle in this game is very like chaotic, but very reeled in chaotic. Mm-hmm. Not a reeled in chaotic that I like to see, but I can also respect the game that he's playing. He's playing the game. And in this conversation between him and Moose, they also touched on like Josh winning HOH and how, and this, I wanted to bring this up because I oftentimes get very irked when this conversation goes this way. So Kyle was saying, oh, how he hasn't heard anything from Josh. And how this person hasn't talked a lick of game to me and wondering like why Josh hasn't. And I always get so peeved by these kind of comments because I'm like, yo, you have every right to also go up to that other person and say like, hey, talk game. And I get, oh, you kind of want to feel wanted. You want to feel, oh, come talk to me, baby. Like, you want to feel that goo goo gaga. Like, oh, this person needs to or wants to come and talk to me. But as Summer said in reference to Betty thinking that Marty owed her an explanation for being on the block, this is Big Brother. No one owes you not a damn lick of shit in this game. And for any, it just pisses me off when people are like, oh, that person has not talked game with me. Like, you can go up to that person and talk game with them as well. And it does not have to be, oh, this person coming up to you. Like, F that, get out of my face with that. That irks the shit out of me, Taryn.
I am with you. I do think that happens where, you know, there are often times where people are like, well, you never came and talked game with me. And it's like, well, you never came and talked game with me. However, I do think in the instance of Josh, like, it's a very common complaint with Josh. Like most people in the house are like, yeah, I kept trying to talk to Josh. He never, like, it was like, yeah, I'm always the one initiating with Josh. He never comes and talks to me. So eventually you just stop talking to Josh. And then Josh still never comes to you. And you're like, all right, Josh is just not interested in playing the game with me.
Okay, that point, I will give you 10% of that. But in the realm of Kyle and Josh relationship, I just have not seen. Maybe my eyes have been closed when they have been talking on feet.
Well, I think it was in the first week, probably.
Okay, said the first week. But y'all, I didn't see it, so I can't take my eyeballs out and rewind history. What I'm saying in reference to Kyle, I will give you that 10% with the fact that you said of like, if you keep talking game to someone and you're like, yo, I want you to want me as well, like come talk game with me, you will be to a certain point. But in reference to Kyle and in reference to Josh, as Kyle was the one complaining about this situation, literally.
All right. Well, Betty is going to talk with Steph and Jace. Betty and Jace just keep trying to do something, and it's just, they're just not. It feels like they're like, we're women. We should be working together, right? Like, this is our thing. We all hate the guys, right? Like, we should be able to do this. But every time they talk, there's something there.
This whole moment, I was like, what are y'all doing? Like, what is actually going on? And I guess this was an attempt of Betty campaigning. But it was a very sad. And as they all pointed out, I think Jace pointed out when she was talking to someone else, they're like, yeah, Betty tried to campaign to Steph, but it was very like, oh, I know. Or am I getting them confused?
No, yeah, Betty was campaigning to, I mean, it was initially Betty and Jace, but then Steph came
in. Yes, and then Steph came in. And so Betty was giving this half-assed campaign. Do what you want to do. I hear you're already voting for Jay to stay. So if that's what you want to do, do it. But do what's best for your game. And I love the fact that Jace clocked it when Jace was talking to someone else and saying, yeah, Betty tried to campaign to Stephanie, but it was really weak and she needs to come stronger because it was. And Betty, oh, I am very and thoroughly entertained by Betty numerous times throughout this day and throughout this season, 11 days so far. But she can't fake it. She can't fake the funk. She can't like put on this face, and it irks me when seeing it, but I also get it. But I'm also like, come on, sis. And we've talked about this numerous times in Big Brother when players are very upfront, and she has some more upfront actions later on, but this was kind of the first one in that aspect when players are upfront and very blunt. And we've seen, I know me and you touched on it when even talking about last Celebrity Big Brother when Cynthia does it. I know. And you said, you make this good point. You can be that type of player and it will kind of do some dividends for you if people don't see you as a threat. Mm-hmm. But we're only 11 days in, and for that bluntness to already be coming when people are still trying to warp their perceptions around you is very detrimental to your game. And be damned if you do, damned if you don't, but it's more damned if you do, because Betty is doing the not faking it. So
yeah, Betty has that thing where it's like when she sees something, she's got to say something about it. You know what I mean? Like as you said, there's a better example later on in the day, but like if she sees that you're lying to her, she's going to be like, "Oh, but you're lying to me." Mm-hmm. Like I see what you're doing. When sometimes it's beneficial to just let somebody, you know,
lie.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like when she does do that type of thing, I was looking at her mannerisms. She kind of plays it off like in a, "Oh, you're lying to me." But it's like, it's cool. Like in a very like joking, cool girl type of mentality, where I feel as though she in her mind gives off the impression of like, we can kiki, we can laugh about this, but I still know what you're doing, but we don't have to make it as serious as it is. But it's still, you're clocking someone's game and it is serious to them. And especially we're only 11 days in, where people are still warping their perceptions around you game wise and personal wise. And so it's like, do better.
Yeah. You know, Betty tries, says she doesn't want to target any of the women.
Betty tries. All that stuff.
And Betty, I mean, tries. Like, they have no intention of voting Betty out at this point. So, you know, it's not like there's anything there, but, you know, we'll see. The fact that they keep trying means that there could be something here, but, it hasn't really gone anywhere yet. There's a big fashion show that's going to happen. Jay is going to organize a big fashion show. Now, we had a huge fashion show on Big Brother Canada 9. Never was aired, never made the show. So I don't know if this will. I think the fact that Jay is on the block and this could be perceived or portrayed as like, oh, the big Jay campaign. I think that we have a better chance of seeing it. But this is going to take up a big portion of the day, just getting ready, doing the show, all of that. Jacob, any hot takes on the fashion show?
Any hot takes? I thought Summer looked amazing. I thought he looked fantastic. I was very surprised by Marty, which I thought looked, you know, phenomenal with the color scheme. Gino G walked that runway, owned that runway, sported that runway. Josh doing the duck walk, voguing, lived. Jay, even though they may not have a career as winning Big Brother, they have a career as being a fashion runway instructor, event planner, because they work that shit. And I was entertained, even though when that was going on, I did like step out to, you know, do some stuff I wanted to do. But it was still cute. And I thought Jay did very well. So, yeah.
Yes. Jay did take the opportunity to pitch to some of the guys.
They have no, it's no shame. And that's what I love about them, because seizing every moment of where I can talk game, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to give my all when I'm doing it. And I love that. All respect to Jay. All respect to Jay. Doesn't give up. Is a fighter. Love it.
I like it too. I honestly wish that they were doing more of it. I feel like, this was, you know, this was great. Like, they took the opportunity to pitch to the guys a bit, but like, that has kind of been the only time that they've really been pitching up until this point. And it's like, I want you to do more of that. It's now Wednesday. Like, you're real. I said 2 days ago, you've got a limited amount of time, Jay. And it's just now starting to happen a little bit. And it's like, come on, get on this. I think at this point it's too late. I don't know that things can turn around now.
It is too late. And especially, I mean, the guys, I know Kyle has said it, I know Marty has said it. Like, as they have been pushing so hard for them to leave, how can they revert back to say anything differently? Is this background Big Brother Canada 9?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, like the CMOS? Oh, sorry. It looks like it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sorry, it's got ADHD, but yeah.
All right. Well, so we also had, there was a conversation between Jess and Summer. Now they do talk every once in a while, which is surprising because Summer continues to talk about Jess as a threat, a potential target. But the feeds were cut for a large portion of this conversation as well. But it seemed like it was a pretty emotional kind of bonding conversation that they were having. And I'm glad to see Jess getting out there, especially talking to somebody like Summer, who is potentially one of their biggest threats, in the game, as of right now. And having these kinds of conversations. It's also, I think, great for Summer because Summer really can't afford to waste time on Jess at the moment. And, I would love to see them sort of, get tighter, but I'm not exactly sure, where this will go, but it really does seem like they're able to connect here. So I think there's potential for a game relationship to blossom as well.
I do too. And I think, to Jess's game, I think they have done a great job, and the other house guests have noticed this as well. So then I don't know how like great it is, but I think it's a good job at turning their game around from week one to week two. And I think these conversations are going to be super crucial in building those relationships, AKA, what they're doing with Summer and what I've seen them do with other house guests and kind of, yes, little game tidbits, but more connecting personally. And so I'm hoping that it works in their favor.
Yes. Then there's a little bit of weirdness going on. As the Gino and Jace sort of showmance thing is getting a little more public and a little more obvious, it seems like there's been a little bit of tension between Jace and Stephanie. And we know that Stephanie was kind of going pretty hard for Gino, and that tension is occasionally rising to the surface. However, it may have been dissipated a bit by a new event that's going to happen in the house, which is that Steph is going to find somebody else to have some fun with.
You know what they say, Taryn, to get over one, you get under another one. And child, that mentality is working.
All right. Now, before we say who this was, I want everyone to guess. You see the photos right here. Who made out with Steph? Who was it?
It did throw me for a loop. But I love hearing about making out. And so I was very enthralled.
Yes.
Wait, well, everyone is saying, well, I see a lot of Kyles. I see a lot of Josh.
I see Kyle, Kevin.
Moose is he? Moose. Moose is coming up.
I saw Marty. Come on.
Wouldn't that be something? That's Elena's man.
No, it's Herman. Herman, I'm pretty sure Herman was another one that was like, yeah, I'm down to showmance. Let's go.
Yeah. And I mean, because even Jace was saying to someone, because someone asked Jace, oh, how is Stephanie? Like, have y'all, as she talked to you, have y'all? And then I think Jace said or made the allusion like, oh, she's kind of being a bitch or something like that. In regards to how Steph is treating Jace. And now Steph walked to Jace and said, yo, like, I just made out. He's a good kisser. Like, you know, we'll see. I ain't expecting too much, but the lips were lipping. Okay. So, yeah, you know, I love hearing about, like, oh, because I think if I was ever like in a house like this, like, it's just something to like do with your spare time. Like, why not stick your tongue down someone's throat, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think both of them right now are just kind of like, we just made out. Like, why not? Yeah. You know, it's like a little bit of fun. It's no harm.
It was like, if you go to like a bar and just start like making out with the hottest person you see. I don't know if you've done that, but you know, that's a typical Tuesday night for you. No, that's a typical Tuesday night for you, especially. But yeah.
So that's going on. We'll see. I mean, we'll see what comes of that, right? Like,
I feel like something has to.
Exactly. Like, even if it is like a super, super casual thing, there's a connection there now that, they're technically in the retreat together, but they haven't really talked much game. If this sort of opens up an avenue for them to talk a little more game that could that could be either good or bad for Stephanie in particular, who is kind of in a worse position at the moment than Hermann, or it could degrade Hermann's position by being too connected to Stephanie, who's not in as good a position.
Also, I don't think this can be casual, because if I'm in a house and I see the person that I made out with constantly, I'm gonna want that every moment. It ain't gonna be no time of the day where I'm either eating tacos or going to poop that I'm not thinking, wait, I could be making out with someone. So I don't think this is gonna be casual. I think this is gonna pick up and pick up in a very steamy way.
Oh boy. Well, we will see.
Just call me the love doctor, okay?
All right. Josh is having a bit of a hard time. He's talking about his mom for a bit. He also feels like I believe Tanisha is making fun of him in the house. He's not feeling Tanisha much. And I'm so surprised by like how many people are. I when the feeds opened up, I was like, Tanisha feels like she's just going to be like, she's going to be here. She's going to be having good relationships. Like nobody's going to be mad at you. Yeah, but everyone seems to be targeting Tanisha, upset with Tanisha. Like it's not working here.
I wonder if Josh is a Pisces, because I'm a Pisces, and yesterday I really connected with Josh. And so if anyone knows in the chat if Josh is a Pisces, let me know. And I like Tanisha. I hope that she can work her way around the situation, but it does seem as though a lot of people are picking up on like the small things that she does, and it's been irking them in several ways. And especially Josh being in an emotional state last night when they were all kind of discussing mothers and other figures in their lives, and you know, just like women ex in their lives as well. And so, I love Josh. Even though we have not gotten that much game from, he is a Pisces. Someone just had Pisces thumbs up. If he is a Pisces, then Josh, I get you. But I really love Josh. Even though we haven't had that much game surrounding him, I've just kind of loved his character. And are you about to look it up?
I'm looking up what his birthday is. I don't know find it.
If you can find his birthday, I will know if he's a Pisces. I will know, because my birthday is next Monday. And I am an elite Pisces.
Oh boy, so. I don't think. No, I don't think I can find his birthday.
Oh damn! Never mind then.
Oh wait, hold on. The zodiac. Oh wow, this. I don't know. This site lists zodiac sun Virgo, moon Scorpio, rising Libra. I don't know what that means.
Is anything a Pisces?
It doesn't look like it, but I don't know.
Oh, never mind, Josh. I don't get you to end. Sorry, I tried. I'm joking. I still love you, but yeah, I don't know. I hope Tanisha can pick it back up, because I like her. But she is kind of not doing herself justice.
All right. Well,
Moose is the only Pisces in the house, they think. Oh, I don't identify with Moose at all. No Moose
for you.
No Moose for me. No, not even in the dessert form. But,
All right. Well, there's gonna be more campaigning that goes on. Betty's gonna talk to some more people. Jay's gonna talk to some more people, but none of this campaigning is really gonna go anywhere. There is a highlight where Betty is gonna talk to Kevin again. I think the intention here is to sort of, as you recall from yesterday, that Betty told Kevin, have a nice life and never talk to me again, essentially. And also that you're a bad person, is another thing that she said to him. And he was like, when you're ready to talk, I will never be ready to talk. She was not happy with him. And but of course she is going to talk to him today, and so they have a conversation, and it's better, you know. There's some apologies going around a little bit. There's like, we were maybe a little bit overboard there, but at the same time, Not entirely better either. They like kind of, but not really reconcile where it's like, yeah, it's fine. Betty's like, I still think you're full of it though. I think you're just totally, totally fake. You're like probably in the diary room, like, ah, I'm playing them all. It's like,
yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Betty clocking. No, you know what this reminded me of? Not necessarily when Betty was talking, but Kevin's reaction when Betty left, he was like smiling to himself in the mirror. And I don't know what, you know, different kinks are or whatever, but I feel like, you know, when someone's mean to you, you're like, oh my God, like you want them. It's like, oh, be mean to me even more. I feel like this was a little bit of that. Like it was a little flirtation moment on, I don't think on Betty's behalf, but I think for Kevin, it was kind of like, ooh, she's being mean to me. Give it, like, give me more. You know? That's just what I got because his smile was very like, like, oh, she likes me. Joking, but like serious. But Betty, do better, babe, because this isn't working for you. Even though it was very funny and very comical, and I liked seeing it as an entertainment aspect, but for your own personal game, you calling out someone's game to their face, it could on one hand be, oh, you know, I can always trust Betty to be upfront and honest, or two, Betty knows what I'm doing, let me get her out. And I think it's more so going on the let me get Betty out. And a lot of other people are on that notion as well, based off of Betty's response to being put on the block. But I mean, it would be cute for Kevin to view it as a, oh, the mean girl being mean to me. But I don't think that is. I don't think it is. But I liked his smile when she left. He was like, you know, just smiling at himself like, huh, that worked perfectly. That was hot. I don't know. To each his own, Karen. Different people like different things.
Look, Kevin is married, Jacob.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, never
fake,
mind.
He's fake married. He's fake. He's fake married.
Is he? Is wait? So
he has. He has. He has a partner, but he is pretending to be married on the.
Oh, okay. Okay. My bad. Sorry. I'm oblivious to that. Sorry, Kevin. Nah, Kevin didn't see any of that. Kevin was like, "No, disgusting. Get out of here." Also, Kevin's last name is Jacobs. My first name is Jacobs. Ooh. Jacob, not Jacobs, but
only one Jacob,
of course,
multiple Jacobs.
But y'all all call me Jacob Jones.
It's true.
It is an iconic name, but
it is.
Y'all only people in my life that call me Jacob Jones besides just Jacob.
Really? I feel like that's a missed opportunity from everyone else in your life.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Kyle and Gino are going to talk later into the night. Again, just kind of checking in. Kyle says he still needs to talk more with Herman. He still hasn't approached him. They discuss options for who to target, who to nominate going forward. Kyle does mention that he can't be the one to take a shot at Moose. Moose has too much dirt on him. Like if Kyle, even if Gino took the shot at Moose, that like Moose would still probably be like, well, Kyle, why didn't you say anything about it? And then he would blow Kyle up. You know, he has to be very careful about that. And then he kind of gets to the point where he's like, I mean, are there bigger fish to fry than Moose in this game? Like maybe we don't need to be so focused on Moose. Maybe we don't need to be taking that shot. And I really don't think that Kyle does need to be taking that shot. I think that Moose is a great person for Kyle to have because he's loyal to Kyle and a total wild card and big distraction in the house. And that's a great combination. I think the problem is that Kyle just doesn't trust Moose. He feels like, oh, if Moose is tricking Herman, like, cause Herman is talking to Kyle, like, oh, no, we can trust Moose. Don't worry about it. I Moose is great. Moose is with us. And Kyle is like, yeah, Moose is telling me that he's going after you. Like, he doesn't say that to Herman, but Herman trusts Moose. And so Kyle doesn't want to be the Herman, like trusting Moose when Moose is running around saying that, you know, we should go after Kyle. But he's not. And so, and I think that he's sort of maybe recognizing that that might be the case. And so he's considering maybe we don't need to take that shot at Moose.
You don't need to take that shot at Moose.
Yeah. Yeah. But the seven is dead. The seven is dead. It's long dead. It's been dead basically since it started.
Inject it. Send it. Never say that. Sorry, I just said that. Ew. Disgusted with myself. Sorry. Don't
just get out of here, Jacob.
Yeah, honestly.
You know what you did in this game.
I failed.
So they're, you know, they're just chatting about the their future in the game here. And so, you know, nothing, no real massive changes here in the day, just a lot of, you know, a lot of little things happening. I expect again that we'll get some more small, like little, steps toward the progress that have been like planned out so far in the next couple of days. But we probably won't see any major changes until the new HOH is crowned.
TBH. And who are you hoping? Do you have an HOH that you're hoping that it will be?
Man, it's so messy right now. Like, I don't even know who would make for the most interesting HOH. I mean, I think that like Moose is obviously very, he can cause a lot of mayhem. But
Helena.
But would it be mayhem that just ends up benefiting the existing structure? Probably.
Yeah, it would be.
And then like Helena, I have no idea. Helena, I have no idea what she would do in terms of like targets, right? Like she actually talked about like not trusting Betty. I'm worried that like she has a lot of individual connections with people in the power structure. I'm worried that she would just kind of do their bidding, but it may give her an opportunity to at least solidify something with a group, which could be good for her. So I think that would be interesting. Then you've got like people like Josh and Betty would obviously take like big swings, and that would be that would really break open the game. So I think you kind of have to hope for something like that. But we'll see.
I love Josh. I think Betty. I know different people have different impressions of her, but I think Betty is a hoot and a holler, and I love the energy she brings. Even though it's not great for her game wise, it's great for me watching. So that those two as being HOH, I think will bring me a lot of joy.
Yeah, well, there you go. Anything else you wanted to bring up from yesterday, Jacob?
Oh, also, I wanted to bring up, and this was like a small part, but I'm really liking how Helena's playing the game. And even though, like you said, like I wouldn't know who she would put up, I like the different relationship that she has fostered. And I like how she's working on those. For example, she had a conversation with Marty, and I just like their dynamic that they had. And as people just looking at this photo, you like, oh, I wouldn't assume like, oh, they'll be like alliance members, or they would get along. But I think Helena and Marty, to an extent, I think I don't really know how to put this, but like they aren't just stuck to the people that they naturally gravitate to. And I really love seeing them work beyond, oh, people who like I'm around the same age, or I have this in common. And so I just really like that aspect of Helena's game. And also I thought yesterday when she was like cooking the food, and I know she got like irked off by some people, but I thought it was a beautiful day. And I like the tribute that they gave to International Women's Day. Or Women's History, or International Women's Day, I believe that's what the day is called. And I loved the day yesterday. And this has been like it's starting off, I know we're only on day 11, but I feel like we are going to get into some interesting things. And I'm just hoping for the best. And I'm hoping that Betty can control herself and her emotions and her facial expressions and her words that can come out, because I don't want her to leave like the first person left just like, oh, I couldn't fake it, because I just like hate that, because that's not playing the game, you know. And so I want to see her play the game, and I want to, you know. So yeah,
let's get Betty that HOH, and then watch everybody try to come to her and feed her some line of BS about why she shouldn't target them, and watch her be like, nah, I know what you're doing.
I would be loving it.
That kind of call out stuff works a lot better when you're in power. Yes. Let me tell you.
Yes, I would. Yeah, I would love to. I would love to see that. I have high hopes for this season. And it is sad that we may be possibly a high probability of losing a player like Jay. Because even in the 11 days, they have brung a lot, not only game wise, but just a whole another realm of, I feel like on shows like Big Brother and on shows like even Survivor, we haven't seen a lot of representation for non-binary people. And especially as people like podcasting, it adds to like how much we have to be like on top of things. And I think that is a joy to have while covering a show. And I think as people watching, it's informative. I saw Marty and Jay talking yesterday, or it was the day before, I don't remember, but Marty was saying how appreciative he is that Jay has you know, informed and educated the house guests and Marty specifically on pronouns and different things like that. And I just think it's a beautiful thing that we get to see in Big Brother Canada. I think they do a great job at this, at paying tribute and also showing representation. And it's just very important that we see more of this and that people are on top of pronouns this season specifically, but also seasons in to come. And so I love it.
Yeah, well said, Jacob. I completely agree. All right. Well, that's what we have for you today for our live feed update. Tonight, we have an episode at 7 p.m. Eastern. We will see the veto competition. There's potentially some, I think this episode will, I'm hoping it'll be the first like really good episode of the season because the events of the episode really fit with the structure of how they're put together. In the sense that, you know, we're going to see a person on the block win the veto. We're going to have an intended replacement nominee who they're probably going to, I mean, expect to see a lot of Kevin in the diary room. Like, I've got to convince Marty to not put me up and I've got a plan. And like, expect Kevin to look like a mastermind in the episode. And then like a switch plan, a blind side at the end. I feel like this should be, if this episode is not good, then they're really like they've lost their touch because they have all of the pieces they need and it fits exactly with how they like to edit things. So it should be a good time. And then Survivor's on tonight as well. So make sure you come and hang out with me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be watching Big Brother and then Survivor live with all of you. And there will be a recap for tonight's episode that will be posted at some point, not live, but some point after Survivor ends. And that's pretty much what we've got. I'll be live tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. And then tomorrow night, we'll have, of course, an eviction. And we'll have a new HOH that night. So it should be a good time. Hopefully it's Betty. Who knows? Check it out. Check out my latest Taryn show with Kevin Martin. Great conversation. Ah, yes.
I love fun. That.
Find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Jacob, where can people find you?
Before people can find me anywhere, Taryn, I just want to remind you that my birthday is on next Monday. Mm. And as some people here may remember, I specifically remember Taryn said that he was going to give me a special birthday gift for my birthday. So I just wanted to make that public, again, so people can hold you accountable. And also, but yes, people can find me on anywhere. This was a really fun podcast. This one, I mean, I typically have fun with you, but this was like extremely fun. But yes, people can find me everywhere at JacobJ_Jones. And also if you are into Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and any of the Real Housewife franchises, me and Maggie Morgan, do weekly. Taryn, guess how long we've been doing this podcast? Guess.
The Housewives.
Guess how many podcasts? Months? Yes. Guess how many months? It's only been one season. Six months. 6 months we've been doing this consistently. Oh, look at me. I'm like very proud of you. You probably remember the first time we got on here and said that. But yeah. I'm like, I feel like the shit. Like, I feel like, wow, 6 months, like going strong. I feel like, I'm feeling
you're killing it, Jacob. It. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's very fun. This season was tumultuous. Me and Maggie have grown closer. We went clubbing. What day was that? Like last two Saturdays ago, we went like out and it was very fun. I love her. It's a fun time. So come to us if you want to have a fun time with two people who like to have a fun time. And it's very good. And the show is very good as well. But yeah, Big Brother Canada's on. So I may be on more recaps. We'll see. And yeah, just have a good time. Yeah. I blew kisses. I'm so sorry. Cugs. I don't know why I did that.
Go clubbing with Jacob and Maggie. There we go.
And Taryn, if he wants to join.
Well, look, we go clubbing all the time, Jacob Jones. We do it. We have fun.
We do.
All right. So thank you all for joining us here today. And I will see you all next time.
Dun, dun.